Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Panoramic Resources Restart of Savannah Nickel Operation conference call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Victor Vartasoria, CEO. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Amanda. Good morning, all, and welcome. Thank you for joining our call this morning to discuss our decision to restart the Savannah Nickel Operation in Western Australia. I will start the call by providing an overview of the reasons for the confidence in this decision and the operational pathway forward, and then hand over to our CFO, Grant Dyker, who will cover off on the funding and offtake agreements we have secured to support the decision. We will then have time to cover off on any of your questions. This morning, we released an ASX announcement and accompanying presentation, which I will be making reference to in my comments. As you are aware, operations at Savannah were temporarily suspended in April last year. After we suspended the operations, demobilized our workforce, and completed a recapitalization, our focus turned to completing critical capital works underground to de-risk the project and leave it in a position to be considered for a restart. As part of the critical capital works, Barminco returned to site in August last year and completed 468 metres of underground development to intersect FAR 3 ventilation raise. You can see a schematic of this plan on slide 7 of the presentation. Rough mining then completed the remaining 354 metres of vertical reaming to complete FAR 3 ahead of schedule last December. In parallel, Barminco remained on site to open up 4 additional underground mining levels at Savannah North, which again was completed ahead of schedule. The outcome of this work creates the opportunity for higher mining tons to come from Savannah North earlier in the mine plan and provide adequate ventilation as we open up Savannah North mine. Since January this year, we have been undertaking ancillary surface and underground works at Savannah to support the restart decision. These works include drilling paste lines into Savannah North and installation of pipes, surface power reticulation upgrade, and refurbishment of a primary fan and insulation in the coming months. We have modeled the restart under a range of commodity price and exchange rate scenarios, which has given us confidence to make the decision to resume operations. Savannah's forecast average life of mine all-in cost of $6.36 a pound generates a pre-tax mine cash flow of $610 million and pre-tax NPV of $353 million under our base case commodity price assumptions. You can see the various financial metrics of the project under different scenarios on slide 13 of the presentation. Column 3, which shows a 20% uplift in nickel price, is approximately what the nickel price was in early February this year. We have signed a letter of intent with Barminco for underground mining and with Primero for the processing plant operation and maintenance. After a competitive process for both contracts, we believe we have arrived at an outcome which will significantly reduce the operational risk of the ramp-up period and increase the prospect of delivering above-budgeted outcomes across the key physical metrics. Through utilizing contractors, we will remove the need to build a large workforce ourselves, which proved very challenging 2 years ago. Barminco has been awarded a 4-year contract under a binding LOI to carry out underground mining at Savannah. This includes both development and production. They will mobilize to site in July and commence mining in August. The contract is structured to incentivize productivity and Barminco has allocated new equipment to the contract. We also plan to use teleremoting technology with this equipment, bringing safety and efficiency benefits to the mine. Barminco's familiarity with Savannah means we are confident they will hit or exceed our targets. On the processing side, we have signed a 3-year non-binding agreement with Primero for all processing and processing plant maintenance. This is a change from our previous owner-operator approach and is the outcome of a competitive process to establish the best processing strategy. As part of the tender process, Primero has identified a number of opportunities to incrementally increase recoveries from the plant through improved operating practices and minor capital projects, which again gives us confidence in hitting our budgeted outcomes. Mining is scheduled to commence in August this year, and we will build a 3-month stockpile of ore of around 100,000 tons before processing starts in November, and our first shipment is planned for December this year. Ore will initially be sourced from Savannah and Savannah North, with the reliance on Savannah remnant ore falling to less than 50% by the end of this year, and ore being sourced predominantly from Savannah North from the middle of 2022. We have 12 years of consistent production from Savannah North in front of us, with potential to extend this through further drilling from Savannah North itself and drilling into some prospective regional exploration targets from the surface. I will now hand over to Grant to discuss the new offtake and financing agreement with Trafigura.
Thanks, Victor, and thank you all for joining us today. As Victor has outlined, we've undertaken a large body of planning and modelling work in the lead up to the decision to restart. Once we are confident of the robustness of the restart decision, our focus turned to how best we could finance the upfront capital required to resume production. We explored a range of options and arrived at an outcome with Trafigura which ticked all our boxes. By entering into an offtake agreement from February 23 through to February 28 on attractive terms, we've also been able to secure a $45 million US financing package, which more than covers our expected capital requirements. The funding comprises a $30 million US 5-year prepayment loan facility and an 18-month, $15 million US revolving credit facility. The facilities are secured with our Savannah tenements, and we're not required to enter into any hedging arrangements. There is flexibility for early repayment, and the prepayment loan facility only requires interest payments in the first 12 months. Importantly for our shareholders, the two facilities have removed the need to issue new equity to support this restart decision, which we're very pleased about. Our new offtake agreement aligns with the expiry of our existing offtake arrangements with Jinshuan and commits roughly half of the current Savannah mine life of 12 years. So we have a future flexibility in what we expect to be a very competitive market for Savannah concentrate. Thank you again for your time. And Amanda, Victor and I would now be happy to take questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you're on a speakerphone, please pick up your handset to ask your question. Your first question comes from Matthew Cheng from Foster Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Hi, Vic. It's Matthew Cheng here from Foster Stockbroking. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, congratulations. I just wanted to clarify, with that max drawdown of 41 mil, with all the major infrastructure in place, is that the does that inclusive of the working capital requirements? I guess the kind of observation is that you've got a strong cash buffer there at any rate, with the loan facility of Aussie 60 and 27 on the balance sheet as well. Could you just clarify that? Thanks.
Yeah, Matthew. The funding that's been provided by Trafigura, particularly the revolving credit line, is there as a buffer.
Yep.
We currently have $27 million of cash as we stand today. And we see from our modelling that, you know, our current sort of cash position will be maintained through that ramp-up period.
Yeah, great. And when do you expect sort of first receipts, if all goes well, and first shipments in December?
As we ship, we get paid at that point in time. Yeah.
Great. That's great. And are you able to give any more colour in terms of the new offtake agreement? You mentioned that it's they're more favourable terms for you. Can you just talk about the incremental delta from the prior offtake agreement with Jintrin to Trafigura?
Matt, we actually can't give you commercial. It's commercial confidence agreement. So, but all I can say is compared to previous revenue, we'll see a better revenue.
Great.
And that's pretty much all we can say.
Yeah, no problem. I'll pass it on. If there's sort of more opportunity after, I might ask a few more questions. Thanks.
No worries. Thanks.
Thank you. Your next question comes from John Schultz from Macquarie. Please go ahead.
G'day, guys. Just a quick question on the current offtake agreement there. Is there any way you can go back and renegotiate those terms, or are those set and in stone at the moment?
John, that's the contract we've had in place for a while. So that expires in February 23, and we pretty much have to abide by that.
And all the original terms of that will still be ticked off in this restart plan? Are they happy with how it's running?
Yes. So that was a time-based contract. So it's anything we produce until February 23, we'll be going to them.
Excellent. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. We will pause as we wait for participants to join the queue. Your next question is a follow-up question from Matthew Cheng from Foster Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Oh, thanks. Hi, Vic. I just want to double-check. So with the letters of intent with Minco and Primero, did you have to do anything more to sort of move those to an agreement, or are they, as it stands, that's all that needs to be done in terms of setting the contract miner and the processing plant operator?
Listen, practically everything is done. So all the contract rates are agreed to, the schedules are agreed, the equipment is all locked in. It's just a matter of formalising the contract documentation, which will take a month or two to finalise.
And in
regards to Primero side of things, we do have time. Like, we don't, because we don't start the processing till November, we do have time to get that done. But it's not a big contract, and it should be quite easy to complete.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah, because the mining's sort of targeting August, but the processing's not sort of starting until November. Is that right? Yeah.
So there's
a little, like, you know, roughly a quarter in terms of a lag, because you want to stockpile, don't you? Is the strategy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. In terms of the restart decision, you'd sort of previously flagged that. In terms of labour, prices, and financing and offtake, they all needed to be sort of finalised. And so I guess that's all happened. There isn't anything else that we've left out in terms of that. You know, this is the restart decision, and that's it.
Yeah, I think we had about 4 or 5 key points we had to meet for the restart.
Yeah.
And we have actually dealt with all of them. One of the biggest concerns for us was around the equipment, and that has been solved. Barminco has a fleet arriving into country, So it pretty much fits everything we wanted.
Yeah. Okay. And so that's the kind of idea behind the August recommencement. It's essentially getting the equipment here.
Yeah, the equipment here.
Equipment to site.
That's right. Yeah, and the people side as well. We're working on. We'll hire some technical staff, and Farmingco has a good plan in front of them to get their guys on site, and we just wanted to make sure we have the time to do all that.
Great. A quick question on the hedging. A note that you mentioned in terms of the loan facility, there's no mandatory hedging requirement. Are there any plans to hedge?
Matthew, if there is going to be some hedging, it'll be for sort of the QP periods, which are sort of one
right.
or 2 months.
Yeah, okay.
But outside of that, at this stage, we've got no plans. Yeah.
Great. Okay. No, well done again. I'll pass it on.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. Your next question comes from Stuart McKinnon from the West Australian. Please go ahead.
Oh, g'day, guys. I guess an obvious question is, given the problems you've had in the past at Savannah in terms of production, what level of confidence can you give shareholders about, you know, this time the restart being a much smoother process without the problems that you've had in the past?
Thanks, Stuart. Listen, this time around, the mining is completely different. So this time around, we have opened up Savannah North. We've done the ventilation raise, which basically provides ventilation for the life of mines at Savannah North. We've opened up 4 mining levels at Savannah North. So you easily get access to ore drives straight away. The mining itself, in regards to execution, we've gone to contract mining with experienced people and equipment. And on the processing side, we've taken the same approach. Contractor workforce with their processes, their systems, coming into the operations from day one. So I think that has been completely de-risked. And we as Panoramic only, get to focus now on the technical side of delivering on the project. So I think we are well set now compared to what we were previously.
Okay. Thanks, Victor.
Thank you. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your next question comes from Noel Dyson from Australians Mining Monthly. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Victor, the tele-remote you bring in, how much work will have to be done to put in the infrastructure needed for that? And what does that look like?
Not much, Noel. So in regards to infrastructure, we already have the, the cabling system, the leak feeder system, all the cables already run underground. When we had Barminco on site prior to the shut, they were actually installing that setup as well. So that was already in place. We just have to make sure when we restart, the new loaders and equipment that comes in have that infrastructure. So the backbone is already in place. It might take us maybe a few weeks to a month to have it all set up, but it's all about now having the discipline to use that, during shift changes and things like that, so that we have a very steady, productive, profile in front of us.
And what sort of productivity improvements are you expecting from, I guess, the fleet as well as the tele-remote?
On the tele-remoting side, it's very early to say, but normally you expect between 5 to 10%. That's the range that you see. This is with, remote loading, remote drilling. So there'll be benefit there, but it's too early for us to come up with a number.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I will now hand back to Victor for closing remarks.
Thanks, Amanda. Thanks, everyone. It's an important day for Panoramic today. Thanks for attending, and we will keep you updated on our progress. Okay, thanks very much, and take care.